This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Last night, Prime Minister Theresa May lost yet another vote in the UK Parliament over her Brexit deal. The prospect of the UK leaving without an exit deal is getting more real by the day. And that's fueled a surge in stockpiling. In fact, the highest level of stockpiling in a G7 country in more than a decade. People and companies are hoarding essential supplies, motivated by fear that if the March 29th deadline comes without a deal, trade flows into Britain will suddenly be slowed or stopped by border checks, potentially causing massive delays and shortages. From the London suburb of Worcester Park, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
In her smart townhouse on the outskirts of London, one of the richest cities in the world, Jo Elgarth is preparing for food shortages. Her larder is overflowing with emergency supplies.
For example, here we've got some corned beef. I've got dried potato. I've got rice, lots of rice packets, pre-cooked rice. Ooh, sweet corn.
Must be plenty of baked beans as well.
Yes, we're British, we have to have our baked beans.
She says she has enough food in here to feed her family of five for up to 8 weeks.
Is this really necessary?
Who knows? We have absolutely no idea. We have had no guidance from the government. I've got to think about my three children.
She's not the only one who's worried. In the month since she joined a small Facebook group to share tips on stockpiling, it's attracted almost 10,000 members.
Isn't it a little bit paranoid, though? OK, you haven't built a nuclear bunker in the back garden, but
no.
A bit paranoid.
But because we have absolutely no idea what's going to happen, I have to plan for the worst.
And she's not impressed with government calls to not stockpile.
The retailers are all saying they're stockpiling. Manufacturers are stockpiling.
For example, this small British manufacturer, which makes foldaway bikes, has stockpiled more than $1.25 million worth of parts to ensure the bikes keep rolling off the production line. Brexit anxiety is proving a boon for some companies. Take Emergency Food Storage UK. The company sells food and hydration kits for aid agencies working in disaster zones. The boss, James Blake, hit on the idea of a Brexit survival box.
We put together the Brexit box because we had the products to be able to do that. So we put together food for individuals to have a little bit of security during the Brexit process.
At around $380, the survival box isn't cheap, but Blake insists if food supplies dwindle after a no-deal Brexit, the box will keep you going for at least a month.
In the Brexit box, we've got 60 main meals. It's freeze-dried food, so you just add water and it goes back to its original state. It's nutritious. Really, it's designed for emergencies, so it has all the calories you need. It tastes pretty good, too.
Not as good as fresh food, though, and that is particularly at risk. Britain imports roughly half of all the fresh produce it consumes, much of it from continental Europe. Some Brits anxious about fresh food supplies have flocked to this warehouse in North London. Paolo Arrigo runs this company distributing seeds for a mouth-watering array of vegetables.
We've got the Costoluto tomatoes from Florence. We've got the Principe Borghese tomatoes down here from Puglia.
Arrigo says his sales of vegetable seeds have more than doubled since fears of a no-deal Brexit grew a month ago.
This is where we are. You know, this is what people are doing. Some people feel that they need to be growing their own vegetables in order to ensure that they have fresh vegetables which can't be stockpiled.
Since he imports the seeds from Franchi, an Italian company, Arrigo is also worried about Brexit delays. He's also tried to stockpile his product. But he can't. As soon as a huge new batch of seeds arrives, they fly off the shelves.
Seeds have always, through time, sold better in a crisis than they have in a boom. People have to eat.
Good for his bottom line, but he says this level of anxiety, this level of stockpiling, cannot be good for the British economy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.